descended on 20th of November. He spoke on this subject. How many of you have read that Murli of 30th November? One. Anyone else? In Hindi language, it's very easy to take on the subject because there are very rhymic words. Like contentment is called santushtata or santushti. And it is based on three things. Sakshi, prapti, and pragati. There are three simple words. Sakshi is a detached observer. And prapti is the achievements which we have had when we became Baba's children. And pragati is called progress. Baba said that a contented soul will be always having these three qualities, that they will have all the achievements from Bab Dada of variety of qualities, powers. We have a lot of treasures which we get from Baba. And he'll be always doing regular progress. When we are progressing day by day, we are contented. Now a contented soul will have some more advantages in his life. He doesn't have any waste thoughts. And he, being a detached observer, he doesn't get affected by the circumstances or situations. Whatever are the scenes happening around you, you observe them like it is a Mickey Mouse show coming on television. Have you seen Mickey Mouse show on TV? Anyone of you? You see TV, Mickey Mouse? It's very entertaining, you know. So, all the scenes which we observe as a detached observer, you enjoy them and you are not affected by their adversities. Even if those situations look like very adverse and troublesome, you don't feel so. Because in management, we teach to the people, all the events are neutral. Whatever happens on this earth is neutral. We add life to it with our reaction. We may see it as positive or negative. It all depends upon myself. But events in themselves are absolutely neutral. Like we see a death happening. If the death is of a distant person, it doesn't affect you. And if you think that the death is of individual who is very close to you, is your mom or child or friend or whatever, you immediately get affected. Event is the same, but it is how I react to it that adds life into it. So a detached observer sees events as neutral. Like on 30th November, we had this Murli, and on 2nd of December, I was to fly to a place in the South India we call Hyderabad, where we have a similar academy like Gyan Sarovar. We have Shanti Sarovar in Hyderabad. And we were to do a very important program there in 2 days' time. And as we reached the airport, there were two of us, two brothers. We checked in and we moved into the airport. We did security check, everything, and we were waiting for announcement of the flight. And we were sitting at a place where the aircraft could be seen, which had already arrived. So we are ready to get into the aircraft to fly to Hyderabad. And then the manager of the air travel agency comes and he announces, "We are sorry to tell you, sir, that there's a technical snag in the aircraft and the flight is cancelled." So there was a lot of hue and cry from the people. "No, no, how can you do it? Aircraft was right in front of us. You can't say it has got a technical snag. It has just landed. How can it have a technical snag?" All that sort of thing happening. "We have so urgent job. You have to take us. We have to reach. You can't cancel the flight like this." And then the man was observing for a short time and then he got involved into it. As the passengers started shouting on him, he shouted back, "You can all go and take back your flight charges. We will refund your flight charges." He says, "No, no, what does refund mean? Refund can be whatever little and then we will change the flight. We have to pay a lot more. We don't have so much money and we have to reach somehow. You must take us. You must give an aircraft." And that gentleman said, "I don't have aircraft. How can I give you? If I had aircraft, I would have given you." And we two brothers were sitting in the crowd, of course, on a side-by seat and watching the Mickey Mouse. The moment the event started, I told my friend, "Well, you see, now the Mickey Mouse show is going to start." So we were enjoying all that, what was happening in the crowd. People were struggling, striving, shouting, piercing, whatever cries they could do. And even the manager was, the person who was standing there from the air travel agency was also shouting back. And then one of the persons asked, "Where is your manager?" He said, "I am the manager." I was observing very coolly, nicely. We also had a very urgent work to go. But we are Baba children. So, and we had a Murli very recent. And whenever Baba gives you a new vardhan, a new blessing, he also sees you how to check it. Whether it is working you or not. Because blessing does come, but then till we do not give, you know, do not be sustained. Blessing is like a seed. And you have to sustain it with water and heat or light. Till the seed is not given water or light, that blessing seed will not grow into a plant. So since we too had recently been fed by Baba, we were smiling and we were giving vibrations of peace to the manager who was under so much stress because everybody was stressed. And then gradually people started leaving. He said, "Well, I am telling you, you have to go and take back refund of your money and I can do nothing. And you better go to the office and don't waste my time." And lastly, people started moving out. And then as the manager walked, we went to him. Because we were having that Smriti of the Murli. And we were, you know, Smriti Swarup. We were sitting in the detached observer stage, watching scenes. And then I said, "Well, I think if you are the manager, you will have something in your mind as the solution of the problem. The people's problem is genuine." So he there saw us very sweetly and smilingly. We were talking to him. I said, "Well, an event has happened. It's all right. Aircraft is unserviceable. But what are you going to do for us?" And as he saw these people are so silent, peaceful and smiling, he says, "Sir, I will give an alternate flight, as simple as that." So if you are a detached observer and you are contented with whatever situation is around you, the situation doesn't affect you. The solution automatically appears. I said, but people were shouting for an alternate flight and you did not say yes. He says, but they were telling they want a flight right now. I cannot give them a flight right now. I can only give an alternate flight tomorrow morning. I says, what time? Early morning, sir. And if you want a late night flight, I can also give you that. So he had so many solutions with him. But since people were tense and they wanted some strange immediate thing to happen, which could not happen, he couldn't do any magics. So if you listen to Baba's new murlis, put them in your practical life, that is the way to be contented. It is as simple as that. Situations will come, but situations come to educate you. That's why Baba says that contented are those who always think of all the three aspects of time. Whenever you have to do something in life, because we are Trikaldarshis. Are we? Is our Baba Trikaldarshi? Sure? And being his children, we also are Master Trikaldarshis. And if you look at things with the attitude of a Trikaldarshi, you don't get affected by any situations. And it also helps you to take proper decisions. You can stay, you can keep your stage undeterred if you are a contented soul. And then, after looking at it in a Trikaldarshi manner, you will be able to take the right decision and action for the future. This observing in a detached manner or Sakshi Drishta stage is the most beautiful stage one can ever have. If you are not a detached observer, you become a part of the problem. And you don't find any solutions. If you are a detached observer, you become part of the solution. Because you are detached from the situation and the problem, so you can find a solution. And that is what is going to give you satisfaction. Problems cannot satisfy you. Solutions do. Also, if you remain contented, you keep progressing. And we can put it the other way around also. If you are progressing, you will always be contented. Coming in this Gyan, date of arrival is not in your control. Many people, you know, crib, oh, if wish we had come 40 years ago in Gyan, we would have seen Mama Baba and we would have had the same sustenance. Alas, we came so late. But we always forget that admission into this family is not in your hand. It's all fixed in drama. Last kalpa we came at whatever time, we will come into this family only at that time. But the progress is in your hands. All those who came early, some did progress, some did not. They put in not the desired efforts as Bab Dada expected them to put. And my double foreigner brother sisters, even though we have joined a little late, But Baba always says it is not too late to the first time arrivals. And he also says double foreigners are double purusharthis. Now the double foreigner word is gone. Now Baba always uses the word double purusharthis, double intense effort makers. That means your speed of progress is double. And you can make it many folds because progress is in your hand. Because effort is in your hand. Progress all depends upon your efforts. See, as Baba says to all, last so fast, fast so, fast so, first, as simple as that. So we all want to come first, that's why we wanted to come early. Even now you can come first. Even the rosary of 108 souls, Baba says it's only your memorial in bhakti. I can make many rosaries. So it all depends upon us. Baba has given our fortune in our hand. He has given us the process of Srimad to be followed. And very simple thing is to follow the routines and the directions or the guidelines which Baba has given us. Even if we are sincere only in 4 points, I'm just condensing the whole routine in 4 points, which is all within your hand. First is to wake up at Amrit Vela, beginning. And then attend your Murli class. Can we all do that? Easy? Can we all get up at Amrit Vela? Yes, sure. And can we all attend Murli class? We are attending. As it is now, we are also having a class. And then the homework, which time to time Bab Dada gives us. And if we do the homework, we elevate our stage. Or rather, I will say, we sustain an elevated stage by simply doing the homework. We have a traffic control record when we are in Madhuban every 1 hour for 1 minute. Are we able to sustain our mind silent and elevated? Are we able to connect up with Baba in that 1 minute? Those who connect up with Baba in that 1 minute, could you raise your hands? We have a traffic control record, and traffic control means you normally have, you know, you are looking out and seeing situations. So we turn our attention from extrovert attention to introvert attention. Simple. We normally are extrovert and looking down upon the things. And during traffic control, we become introvert and we look up to Baba. Can we all do that? Those who raised hands earlier, okay. Those who did not raise, can we do that? Introvert thinking and then looking up to Baba? Very simple. No problem. Good. That's what traffic control means. We can further say it that we go to seed stage. If you look up, whom will you see? Baba, as simple as that. So it's very easy to build up a seed stage and see the seed up in your Paramdham. And feel the peace of the Paramdham. That's all traffic control means. And if you have looked up, you have disconnected from this world. Dhyan is a word in Hindi language which is used for meditation. They define dhyan as connecting with something and disconnecting with something. That is called dhyan. You may use the word attention or meditation, whatever. They are different synonym words. So disconnecting from the moment I look up and connect up with Baba, the source of all energies, I disconnect with this world. And the moment you disconnect with this earthly people and earthly world, your stress is gone. Because we were receiving something from these people which was stressful. And the moment I have switched off, I am stress free. And the moment I have switched on, connected up with Baba, I am full of energy. It's such a simple technique. There are very simple equipments, scientific equipments available to check what you are doing is happening or not. These days we conduct classes and we carry a meter. I have a meter not in my pocket now, but I carry a meter to the people and I take classes on sleep management and mental empowerment. You know, sleep is a natural stress buster. We all do the work in whole hour day, all jnanis, agyanis, everybody. They get stressed and then they sleep. And next day morning, what happens? What happens next day morning after sleep? You are fresh, as simple as that. What do we do in sleep? Sleep is defined as a state of mind where the external stimuli have no effect on you. And your internal stimuli you are more sensitive to. That's what science defines sleep as. That means externally you are disconnected, and internally you are connected to very low frequencies of your brain. They say your consciousness moves from your brain into your throat, into your heart, and whatever, whatever. So many things those people of science talk on. And it takes so many hours to get freshened up. While we meditators, Rajyogis, what do? We just, during that 1 minute time, we switch off. That means we disconnect from the external stimuli. And we switch on to Baba. That is our internal stimuli. And that internal stimuli is so peaceful, loveful. So the stress is gone and I am totally refreshed to start again. What they do in 5 hours, we do in 1 minute. That 5 hours is also essential. I am not saying that we should not sleep, we must sleep. There are so many other benefits of sleep. Sleep is not only to refresh in you, but sleep gives you the strength to pick up new skills. So sleep has its own requirements. It also repairs your nerves if they have been displaced due to some reason or the other. It does so many things. But what most important thing it does you is to give you a feeling of refreshment. That part you can achieve through meditation easier and better and quicker. And whenever you want. For sleep you have to leave your work, go to your bedroom, and you are disconnected from the world for so many hours. But in meditation, you need a very little time. You can do it at any time, anywhere. And that's what Baba's homework is. Such an easy homework he has given us. Earlier he said 10 minutes. And now he has made it 5 minutes. Still easier. 24 times 5 minutes or 12 times 10 minutes. And 12 times 10 minutes means 2 hours in the whole day. If we can find just 5 minutes every hour, especially in Madhuban, you can find 10 minutes also very easily. There is no problem. You'll be surprised how elevated stage you experience, how much contentment you get within yourself. Things are made very simple for us because we have the Almighty's help at all times. And what we do in those few minutes is we elevate our consciousness to the seed stage or angelic stage. Means we become Bap Saman. What is Brahma Baba sitting and doing in Satlujans? All day? He hasn't taken a rebirth, so he's still there. What does he do there? Helping us. What is he doing? How many of you do have spiritual chit-chat with Baba? Ru Ruhan? Kaun kaun karte? Sabhi karte? Good. How can we do spiritual chit-chat with him? Firstly, what do? We reach Satlujans. You have to change your dress. And that change of dress is also so delightful. When you are in that shining dress of an angel and you are sharing your feelings with Baba, it's such a delight. And that's what he's asking us as homework. Instead of only doing it at Amrit Vela or in the evening, which we must continue, because the beginning and the end of the day is very important. How do we start your day? Most important is that. And then how do we end our day? That's also very important. So the fourth thing is very simple. Starting my routines at the right time. So I have the love of the Father. He is always ready, welcoming you in the Satlujans. Amrit Vela is specially reserved for you. And the Father has not to worry about the rest of the world. He is only concerned about his children, sweet children, the selected ones, and that's what we are. And then teacher's role. We go to the class, we have the teacher's role. And then, as the Sadguru, he has given us some directions to be followed. Homework. Teacher also gives, and Sadguru keeps checking whether they are doing it. And since it's very easy to do it, and we do it, it keeps us in the most elevated stage. Like Brahma Baba stage, Bap Saman Sthiti. We all want to become Bap Saman? And that we can keep becoming many a times in the day. I remember good old days, about, I think, 35 years ago. I used to be in an Air Force establishment in Agra. And I was given one of the most difficult tasks of running a transport department which had all old model vehicles, most of them unserviceable. And demands were very high. So when the task was given, my boss told me, Ashok, I am going to give you a job where people will use you, and abuse you also. I said, it doesn't matter what task is given. I am Baba's child. I don't care what language people use. I will just do my job. But it was really very challenging job, going to the office in the morning at 7 o'clock, meeting requirements of the people which were not possible to be met. So naturally abuses used to be there in return. And then it was not just to live with that awkward situation, to improve and change that, because we are transformers, you know, we are transformational leaders. We are not transactional leaders as normally people are. We are transformational leaders. All Baba's children are busy in the task of the world transformation. If we have to transform the world, means we make it from worst to the best. That's what transformation is, from Kali to Satyug. Huge transformation. And that is what that boss had expected, because he is a Rajyogi. He'll be able to do that transformation as well. Things started happening. Those days traffic controls record did not exist. That custom was not there. And working 12 hours continuously from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. used to tire me. Whatever gray hairs you can see with me are the gift of that time. After a few months, the traffic control system started. We got direction from Madhuban that there is a traffic control to be observed every 2-3 hours for 2-3 minutes. So as and when you do a traffic control, your past stress is over, you are fresh to work again. So it was very nice. And then I used to see my watch every 1 or 2 hours. Oh, it's traffic control time or not? No, not yet, not yet. And used to keep rushing the whole day, doing things here and there, tough and tricky things. And then suddenly I recollected, I am seeing my watch every 1 hour and rejecting it. No, this is not traffic control time. I will do it after 3 hours, 2 hours. And then suddenly Baba touched, why should you wait for that 10:30 and 12 o'clock and 5:30? This every hour has started now. He started those 10:30, 12, 5:30 and 7:30. That's all. So I said, why not do it whenever you see your watch? Do a minute's traffic control instead of doing it 3 minutes every 3 hours. Why not do 1 minute every 1 hour? And it was wonderful. The net result was I used to go fresh to the office at 7 o'clock because I used to do nice Amrit Vela meditation, have a Murli and all that. But then because of that traffic control of every 1 hour, I was fresh throughout the day and come back absolutely fresh. The department also started working better. Old model vehicles were replaced by new model vehicles. And after a couple of years, that became one of the best departments from the worst. That's what happens if you can find a minute every 1 hour. Is it difficult to do? I could find it in the most busy hours. That's why it is said, a busy man can only find time for a good job. A busy man can find time for a good job, provided he is convinced it is a good job. So Baba has given us the technique of remaining busy in the task of the world transformation. And in that, by living in present times, we keep transforming ourselves primarily, because we believe self-transformation is the key for world transformation. We keep transforming situations around us. That Mickey Mouse game of the airport which we were talking, only we two were smiling and emanating vibrations of peace. Situations did cool down in a few minutes. And the solutions also appeared immediately. Sir, we give you an alternate flight, that's it. Because he was brought back to a smiling stage. When he saw smiling, the manager also started smiling. So, if we are contented, we can create an atmosphere of contentment all around us. That is the achievement. When we follow the godly directions, we have to always keep this in mind, that all these achievements which we have had in our life are the gifts of God. All the relations and achievements, they become unlimited and imperishable when they are with God. We don't expect anything from the people around us. All our achievements are from Baba, and that is why they are imperishable. They are His gifts. And we are just using them. And by using them, we are multiplying them. The blessing is like a seed. When I remember it, I bring it in my smriti, that means I give it water, and then I become smriti sarup, embodiment of that virtue or that blessing which Baba gives us. That means I am giving it the desired warmth. So the seed starts blooming. Those blessings, they start getting multiplied in simple language when we use them. With this consciousness that they are the gifts of God to me. So they always work, they multiply, and that is the way you multiply your fortune. Using them means you are doing elevated actions. And when we do elevated actions, our fortune has to be elevated. Very simple. So we are the most fortunate ones who have been blessed by Baba, the Almighty Himself. We are the chosen ones. We must remain in that consciousness. We have been chosen by the World Transformer. We become His instruments. And then success becomes our birthright. Progress becomes our birthright. Contentment automatically follows. And when you are contented, you are progressive, you are making use of the blessings given by Baba, you have no time to waste. You are free from waste thoughts. And that's what we want to be. That's what Bab Dada is expecting from us. As a return of His immense love, we turn around towards Him. We turn our ways of life. We transform from uncontented, discontented souls to contented souls. And with that, we acquire those three techniques of Sakshi, Prapti and Pragati. Sakshi means detached observer. Prapti means you have all the achievements from Baba. And Pragati means you are progressing all the time. The technique of homework is the technique of progress. And at the end of the day, the fourth thing, we said first, Amrit Vela, second is Baba Smurli, third is homework, which we keep doing the whole day. Now we have a day-long homework. And then we have to give a feedback at the end of the day. So you can reflect at the end of the day. First day you may find 12 times as difficult, I could do only 8 times. If you don't reflect at the end of the day and don't give a feedback to Baba, because your chart was not good, you will stop giving chart. But you must give chart. It's very important to sit with Baba for a few minutes at the end of the day. Tell him what happened. Frankly, don't worry. And that will give you the habit of becoming more attentive. Next day from 8 times, you will do 10 times. Third day, 12 times. You will not stick to 12 times. That's what Baba has said, it is minimum. You will go beyond. Because you have tasted the fruits of the consistent efforts in the form of your elevated stage, which becomes your inspiration to improve further. And then that becomes your way of life. And then it's not 12 times or 14 times. You will always aim at 16 times to achieve all the 16 celestial degrees. And I can tell you based on my experience of life that whenever we have taken interest to follow Baba's homework, day by day it becomes easier to do it. The contentment level keeps increasing. And then the consistency comes in, which finally leads to continuity of connectivity with Baba. When we see our dadis, we see that in full action, in full speed. Sometimes, you know, we ask Dadi Janki, Dadi, how do you maintain that high level of energy at this old age of 94 years? Do you ask that question to Dadi any time? What does she say? Her sense of responsibility is one thing. Second thing what she replies is, because everybody is expecting something from her, but second thing which is most important is her connectivity, constant connectivity with Baba. She says, Baba's children come to me for sustenance. And I tell Baba, they are your children, it is your job to sustain them. So whatever energy is used to sustain them, it is given by Baba, not by me. I am a detached observer. I maintain Sakshi stage. And when they are taking directly from Baba, I am just an instrument sitting in between, I do not lose any energy. Since I don't lose any energy, I don't get tired, as simple as that. And whatever energy they receive from Baba, He is the ocean. So there is no exhaustion to Him. He always is full, take as much as you want, and He still remains full. I don't spend my part of energy which I receive from Him, so I am always powerful. I am full of energy. We can't find another living example except Dadi Janki. 94 years, she has surpassed Baba's age. Even if you talk to the, you know, top generals of the army or the best corporate sector leaders about her achievements, they get astonished. First of all, they say, who told you to select a leader of 90 years of age? She was 90 when she was chosen to be the chief of the Brahma Kumaris. Does anybody do that in any organization? Aware, nobody will dare do that. But see Baba's selection. He has selected her and he is keeping her energetic. Of course, it's her willpower which is the supporting point. But then the body is very old. So her willpower added to Baba's power keeps her going. Dadi Gulzar came as a very young child and Dadi Janki came as a sustainer right from the beginning. She was like a mother to her. You know, preparing the children, giving them bathing, classes, everything. And that sanskar of sustaining continues till date. The other day Dadi Gulzar was to go to Dubai for Silver Jubilee celebrations. She suddenly fell sick. Some bodily, small little ailment of loose motions, which exhaust you immediately. And it was time to fly out. And she was going to take leave from Dadi Janki to go to Dubai. And then she said, Dadi, it's impossible. My legs don't move. And Dadi Janki says, don't worry, child. Dadi Janki is sitting here. I will go in for your place. Imagine. I'm talking of December 2009. Dadi Gulzar's program got cancelled and Dadi Janki went. 8 full days she was abroad, going around one place to the other, attending so many functions. She came back absolutely fresh. Because she was able to manage things in a manner that she doesn't lose her energy. Baba spends his energy. Everybody was mighty happy with her presence there. She comes back, meets Baba and takes leave. Baba, I want to go to London. See the enthusiasm, the courage which she maintains. This is real Brahman life. Each breath is full of zeal and enthusiasm. She's our role model. Baba says, yes, child, why not? You can go to London. 2nd January, she was off to London. She met us all, had a nice class. And she's in London now. The flying angel is there to come back again for 18th January. We say it's so cold in Europe, massive. Snowfall is going on all over. Records are breaking. Russia had the highest snowfall of 100 years. Germany had broken the records from 1931. They never had such heavy snowfalls. No problem. Dadi Janki is there, happy, hale and hearty. So these are the magics of the God. Progress is in your hand. That's what Baba is displaying. And if you are progressing, you will be always contented. So we just need to follow the latest blessing showered by Baba, the latest directives we follow. We do our homework comfortably. The only thing which we have to do is consistency in our efforts. And that keeps giving us progress, and that's what gives us contentment. And that what helps us to be Bab Saman, sustain Bab Saman stage, because Baba is always contented. So many scenes happen all over the world, but we always see him. He sees everything, Sakshi Drishta. And the ocean of bliss remains always blissful. That's what we saw in Dadi Prakashmani's life. Always leading a blissful stage. The doctors was astonished. Last 2 years of her life, she had an ailing body. So much ailing that she couldn't breathe through her normal nose organ. There was supposed to be a hole dug out here. And that hole used to get blocked, another hole. And our own doctors were there. They used to look at her. Is she a human being or what? You do this operation, that operation, nothing happens. Her face is shining bright. As if operation is going on of somebody else. Dadi's lifestyle, what I have observed was, she will never say, I went to America and this is what happened there. When she comes back from a foreign tour, she will say, Dadi went to America. As if Dadi is somebody else and the person speaking is somebody else. So much detached. And children feel very happy when they meet Dadi. She will never say, they were very happy when they saw me. Never. You know, Baba's children feel very happy when they see Dadi. So much detached from the joys and sorrows both. Because if you start having feeling of joys, sorrows will follow. Because joy and sorrow are related to your body. But if you maintain a blissful stage, you are above all that. So the period of sickness passed off. And those 2 years, Dadi Janaki had to be present here all the time. For all meetings of Bab Dada. And that's how a very smooth transition took place. Managerially, if we talk. So everything goes in the right manner if we are attentive about our efforts. If we are contented, all the other qualities will follow. One just has to be courageous and contented. That's it. That's why they say, courage is the king of all the qualities. If you read those 36 qualities up there, you will see these two qualities especially written. Courage is the king of all the qualities. Contentment is the queen of all the qualities. And we all know that in the golden age, they say, Raj Raja ka, Hukum Maharani ka. The kingdom belongs to the king, but the order is of the empress. Of the queen. All the orders are given by the queen. So naturally queen becomes more important than the king. So contentment becomes more important than even courage. I was reading a book after traffic control. So I was reading a book which is written by the College of the Armed Forces of India. And they were discussing about the qualities of courage and fear. And of course they are all body conscious people. And so are the psychologists. So they refer From any difficult situation, a feeling of fear is an involuntary reaction. Whenever there is a difficult situation, fear is a natural reaction. Involuntary means it automatically comes. But courage response is a voluntary effort. You have to create it. And it comes by the practice of positive thinking, elevated thinking. So if one has to be courageous, he has to learn spirituality. I heard once one of the very senior police officers, top man of the country, who came to one of our programs, and he was telling, we police people are supposed to protect people. We can only protect others, officers. He was talking to officers. If you are protected. So first you have to learn an art of feeling protected so that you can protect others. And then he says, I have come to know that Brahma Kumaris teach you a technique of always remaining protected through a process of meditation, because it is only the consciousness of soul. If you are soul conscious, then only you feel protected and courageous. So we must learn this art. That's how meditation has gone into the lives of the people who protect the other people. First they should feel protected. And if you are always protected, you are contented. Otherwise not. I will end, because I normally don't go for more than an hour, with Dadi Janki's versions. Dadi Janki always expresses from the stage, the first thing which I learned after coming to the Brahma Kumaris was that I lost the fear of death from my life. I became free from the fear of death because I learned to be a soul, and soul does not die. As simple as that. Since she is always soul conscious, she is always fearless and courageous. And these are the courageous people who are progressive in life. And if you are progressive, you will be contented. So one has to be courageous as well to be contented. That's why we say contentment is the queen of all the qualities. And the future lies with these queens, the Brahma Kumaris who are always contented souls. And as souls, whether we are brothers or sisters, our relation with Baba is same. There is no brother when we see Baba as our companion, as our protector. And we see him with all the relations, the most beloved one to us. Whether we are brothers or sisters, but when we are souls, we are all queens of the one king. So any objection by the brothers to be queens? They automatically feel, you know. But we have to feel it. So we have to really get rid of all types of body consciousnesses. We have to be Sakshi. And if we are Sakshi, we have Prapti and Pragati. And if we have these three things, Sakshi detached, Prapti achievements from Baba, Pragati the progress, we will always remain contented. And if we are always contented, all the qualities will join us to help us to continuously progress on the path of spirituality. So may you all progress at the fastest pace, because you are double Purusharthis. And then rule the heart throne of sweetest Baba and be Bab Saman. Thank you. Om Shanti. We have a minute of silence, then you can all go for lunch.